建造神的教会。李定武牧师主讲。第三讲，腓力，一位教会中杰出的工人。今天的经文记载在新约使徒行传第六章一到七节。那时门徒增多，有说希律尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、伯罗哥罗、尼加罗、提蒙、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。经文读毕。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天早上思想有一个人，他的名字叫腓力。
Now let us talk about a person. His name is Philip.
他是初期教会一个杰出的工人。
Philip is an exemplary worker of the early church.
所以说，时势造英雄。
The proverb says that so-called heroes are really those people who capture the opportune time and committed.
这句话实在有他属灵的意思。
There's a truly the spiritual implications.
当教会困难的时候，
When there are difficulties in the church,
正是考验教会中侍奉的工人的时候。
It is the time that we test these workers.
杰出的工人需要靠圣灵来带领。
The outstanding workers really led and led by Holy Spirit.
那圣灵带领这些工人在教会中侍奉的时候呢，可以突出这个瓶颈的困难。
The Holy Spirit will lead these workers to break through all the bottlenecks.
那初期教会的时候也有困难。
Early churches have many difficulties.
刚才我们所读到的使徒行传第六章的时候就遇到了困难。
As we read in the book chapter 6 in the book of Acts.
我们看到有一些讲希腊话的这些人呢，他们中间的寡妇就被忽略了。
As we see many widows among the Grecian Jews were neglected.
我们看到使徒们当时就叫门徒们来。
As we see that the disciples called all these people Christians around.
叫他们中间选出七个有好名声被圣灵充满的。
They want to choose among them seven people that have a good report and also have a good reputation.
圣经上讲他们是智慧充足的人。
They are full with wisdom.
派他们来管理这个事情，来除去这个困难。
They want to put them in charge and resolve the conflict.
那我们所看到的腓力就是其中七个人中间的一个。
And Philip is one of them.
他和其他六位一同同工，一同来处理这些困难的事情。
Philip worked with the other six to resolve the problems.
使教会的危机变成了转机。
They turned the crisis into a turning point.
腓力成为教会中间一个杰出的工人。
Therefore, we say Philip is an exemplary worker of God.
今天你跟我同样的，神要兴起一批杰出的工人在教会中侍奉。
In the same way, God wants to raise the next generation of co-workers in between you and me.
常常你跟我处在一个情况中，是教会的一个危机的时候。
Many times we find ourselves in a situation of crisis.
我们会退却。
We feel timid.
但是就是在这个危机的时候，神要兴起一批，选用一批杰出的工人。
However, right during the time of crisis, God wants to raise up the new generation of workers.
用这批工人来把危机变成一个转机。
Turn the crisis into a turning point to prosperity.
你可以被神使用，使教会从危机变成转机。
you can be used by God to change the crisis.
今天我们只想着一个人，不是一个全时间的传道人。
We talk about Philip, he is not a full-time minister.
不是一个极端他恩赐很强的一个人，并不是这样的一个人。
He was not given with a lot of talents and gifts.
他是一个平凡的人。
He is just like a lay people believer like you and me.
他是一个普通的人。
He is a common person.
他是一个平信徒，我们所谓讲的。
He is a lay believer.
但是神却用了他，变成使他成为一个杰出的工人。
However, God can use him and make him an outstanding worker of God.
不但在家里面做很好的见证。
Not only give a good testimony in the family.
不但在宣教的工厂，让我们看到他开拓了些工厂。
Not only he developed a new field of work.
最主要的让我们看到，在基督的肢体，在教会里面，我们看到他是一个杰出的工人。
The most important thing is that he showed his good work among brothers and sisters.
菲利是一个人，你跟我都可以认同的一个人。
You and I also can recognize Philip as one of us.
所以巴不得求神圣灵今天感动你，让你从菲利身上看到你自己。
So we pray to God that you can see Philip as one of us and learn from him.
菲利有什么不同？
What is the unique thing about Philip?
菲利的生命跟菲利的侍奉不同。
Because he willing to commit and willing to dedicate his life to Christ.
他是对你我来讲是一个挑战。
He is a challenge to you and me.
对你我来讲是一个模式。
He is a great model for us.
你可以成为教会中一个杰出的工人。
You can also be an exemplary worker in church.
只要你能够像使徒行传所讲的这个腓力做到以下的三方面的工作。
As you can model after Philip to accomplish three things below.
我们看到首先看到腓力是一个肯委身的基督徒。
First, we found out Philip is a Christian. He is willing to commit himself.
第二个，我们看到腓力是一个真属灵的基督徒。
We found out, secondly, Philip is a Christian, is full of Holy Spirit.
第三方面，我们看到腓力是一位有智慧的基督徒。
Thirdly, we found out Philip is full of wisdom.
肯委身。
He is willing to commit.
真属灵。
He has a lot filled with Holy Spirit.
有智慧。
He is full of wisdom.
神只要这三个条件就可以把你变成一个杰出的教会的工人。
With these three excellent characters, you can become the exemplary worker in church.
我们先看第一个角度来看，腓力是一个肯委身的基督徒。
Let us see first, Philip is willing to make commitment.
我们看第六章第二节跟第三节。
Let us see verse number 2 and 3 in chapter 6.
第二节，十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说。
So the 12 gathered all disciples together and said,
叫众门徒来，是对着门徒把他们叫来。
Here it says, gather all disciples means all these people are disciples.
所以被叫过来的多是门徒。
All these people summoned are disciples.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
所以使徒们说，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声的人管理这事。
The 12 said, brothers, choose seven among you,So that you are known to be full of spirit and wisdom.
好名声的人。
These are the people with good reports.
所以神的话语让我们看到第一个条件，我们要变成一个杰出的教会的工人。
The first condition that you will need to become, need to learn in order to become an exemplary worker in church.
就是肯委身。
That is that you are willing to make commitment.
为什么我们看出来是肯委身是第一个条件呢？
Why it is so?
因为第一方面我们看到因为腓力是一个门徒，所以他肯委身。
First is Philip is a disciple, therefore he is willing to make commitment.
我们看到第六章第二节讲十二个门徒叫了众门徒来，而腓力是其中的一个，所以他是门徒之一。
As in verse 2 says, 12 gathered all disciples and Philip was among them.
我们看到这边门徒是一定是委身的人。
Here we see disciples are those willing to make commitment.
什么叫门徒？
What is called disciple?
这个字的原文的意思就是一个学习的人，一个学生，一个学徒。
Disciple means it is a student, it is a apprentice.
我再举一个例子来讲，很简单的例子。
Another example is
我在的一个地方有一个鞋店，修鞋的人修得非常的好。
Where I live, there is a shoe store, make excellent repair of shoes.
修鞋店的那个年纪大的人，他旁边有一个小学徒在那边跟他学。
The owner has a young apprentice follow him.
那有时候是这个老板在那边帮人修。
Sometimes the owner was there.
有时候你看到这个老板在教这个小学徒在做一些事情。
The owner is now teaching the younger apprentices to learn how to do things.
突然有一天我看到的时候，这个小学徒在当家了。
All of a sudden, one day, the young apprentice become the owner.
这个老板到哪里去？老板肯是花四个星期出去游玩，而把他这个店交给这个小的了。
The owner, original owner, hand over the operation to the younger one.
他对这个小的信任。
Now he trusts the younger one.
他知道四个星期回来之后，他仍然可以回来还有个店。
He knows that after four months of insurance of tours, he can come back and find out everything is fine.
他相信他。
He trusts the young apprentice.
相信他的品格。
Trust his character.
因为这小的一直跟他住在一起。
Because he has been with the owner for a long, long time.
不但相信他的品格，他相信他也能够接待客人，也能修得跟他差不多。
He not only trusts the young one, also believes that he learned all the skills and can entertain the customers in the way.
因为这个小的一直在跟他学习。
Because the young apprentice has learned continuously with the original owner.
这个就是门徒训练。
That is called disciple training.
这个小的就是门徒。
The younger one is the disciple.
讲的话语、做的方法、缝的鞋子的方式，跟他的老的是完全一模一样。
They share the same way of talking and doing and the repair of shoes.
腓力就是这样的一个人。
Philip was a disciple.
这些使徒们教导他们，使徒们放心。
The 12 disciples.Trust Philip that will do good things.
我们看到使徒们事情教会增长到一个地步，使徒们没有办法每一件小事都做了。
As the church increased, we found that the 12 original disciples cannot handle everything.
所以我们看到这个地方对使徒来讲也是一个挑战。
This is a challenge to the original 12 disciples.
他们知道他们的工作最主要的目标是什么。
They understand the most important thing that you do.
祈祷跟教导。
To pray and the ministry of God's word.
这些琐碎的事情他们不能再参与了。
They cannot wait on tables and all these little details.
这个时候神让他们看到教会困难的时候，他们放开了，交给他们一些小的学徒们。
God taught him about these difficulties and prepared them to dedicate their responsibilities.
所以这些小学徒们也是一个更大的挑战。
For the Philip and all the other disciples, this is truly another challenge.
他们受托。受了使徒的命令托付，他们来开始来治理教会的事情。
Because the 12 turned the responsibility and given to them.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个主耶稣教导的模式。
Brothers and sisters, this is the model that Jesus Christ teaches.
这个模式是有效的。
This is a very effective model.
这是一个属灵的。
This is a spiritual model.
这是一个属于圣经的教训。
This is a model of biblical principles.
今天我们的教会需要用这种教导的方式。
In our church today, we need to follow and use such a model.
很遗憾，教会常常没有用这种方式。
Regrettably to say that many times church do not follow and use such a model.
那个老鞋匠一次抓住，连小的东西都做，而不放给小鞋匠去做。
The original owner will do all the things and will not delegate any responsibility to the younger one.
他不放心，他也不信任。
He or she does not trust the younger ones.
那小的也没有从老的学到东西。
However, the younger ones were not able to learn from the original owners.
因此就在那个瓶颈中间，教会就没有办法突破。
Within such a bottleneck, the church cannot have any breakthrough.
教会必须要做门徒训练。
Therefore, the churches need to have disciple training.
我是做门徒训练的人。
I am in charge of disciple training.
我到哪里都做，世界各地都做门徒训练。
I travel around the world to conduct disciple trainings.
我想我的血中有门徒训练。
I think the disciple training flow in my blood.
弟兄姐妹，我鼓励你的教会做门徒训练。
I will encourage you to conduct sincere disciple training in your church.
腓力能够成为一个神所用的杰出的教会的工人。
Philip is a disciple that utilized by God.
因为他是一个门徒，因为他肯委身。
Because he is a disciple, he is willing to make commitments.
为什么教会必须做门徒训练？
Why does the church need to conduct disciple training?
不但可以突破瓶颈
，to break through bottleneck，
而且这是圣经的教训。
This to follow the principle of the Bible.
大使命的中心思想就是门徒训练。
The core of the Great Commission is disciple training.
十万民做我的门徒。
to let all the people become my disciples.
我再说大使命，很多人不知道他的中心思想是什么。
Let me emphasize one more time. Many people do not understand the core message of the Great Commission.
甚至于很多传道人都不知道大使命中心思想是什么。
Many ministers did not understand the true meaning of the Great Commission.
我常常听到讲台上讲错大使命是什么意思。
Many in terms of erroneous message came out.
大使命不是传福音，不是去传，只是停在传福音。
The Great Commission does not stop at just sharing gospel.
大使命是十万民做我的门徒。
The Great Commission truly is to let all the people become my disciples.
做门徒第一个步骤要去传福音。
The very first step to make others become disciples is to share gospel.
然后按照奉圣父圣子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
In God's Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to baptize them.
然后凡主耶稣基督教训我们的，都教导他们遵守，教导。
And teaching everything that Jesus Christ gives to us.
实现大使命唯一的方法就是走门徒训练。
The only true way to fulfill the Great Commission is to make everyone become disciple.
弟兄姐妹们，腓力是一个肯委身的人，因为他是一个门徒。
Philip is willing to make commitment because he is a disciple.
第二方面，腓力是一个肯委身的人，因为他是一个主的见证人。
Philip willing to become a disciple because he is a witness of God.
因为我们看到第六章第三节里面讲到他是有好名声。
As we read in verse 3, we say that Philip is a man of honest report.
好名声表示他给主做了好的见证。
It means that he has wonderful testimony in front of God.
我选同工。这是最大的条件，他是有好名声。
This is the ultimate principle that I would choose co-workers.
常常也有教会有些地方问我推荐牧师，推荐传道人。
In the same way, I would recommend people to be pastors.
我觉得第一个条件是他又有好名声。
The very true principle first I would consider is that a man of honest report.
好名声就等于什么？就等于做我的见证，主耶稣基督讲。
That means to be my witness.
所以我可以讲六章三节讲的好名声。
As we see in verse 3, to have honest report to be my witness.
就等于主耶稣在一章八节最有名的这句话里面讲的是做我的见证。
As Jesus told us to become his witness.
做见证这几个字实际上跟字根里面跟什么寻道是同一个字。
In the same root of the word,Witness actually means martyr.
因此，当我们为主耶稣要求我们做他的见证的时候
，When God asks us to become His witness,
我们是做他的见证，至死忠心到寻道。
That we will be loyal to Jesus Christ even to death.
这样的话就是个好名声。
That is to have good witness in front of the world.
你知道，在《使徒行传》里面有很多的字重复，也有很多重要的字埋在里面。
In the book of Acts, there are many words repeated and many hidden in the passages.
那譬如讲，在这边讲到好名声这个好字。
For example, here says be good witness, this word good.
你知道吗？当《使徒行传》里面讲到有另外一个人巴拿巴的时候，讲他是一个好人。
As you describe in Book of Acts, it's also talk about Barnabas is a good person.
你觉得很奇怪，有时候刚信主的人看到圣经是好人，应当教会里面都是好人呢。
As we see in the Book of Acts, we wonder as all people in the church should be good people.
应当教会里面人都有好名声呢。
All people in the church should have a good, honest report.
应当教会里面的人都是什么？多做主耶稣基督的见证人。
All people in the church should be wonderful witnesses for Christ.
当你在教会久的时候，你发现教会里面也没有很多好人。
However, after you stay in the church for a while, then you found out there are actually not many good people around.
教会里面也有很多人没有好的名声呢。
Many in the church may not have an honest report.
哦，你会想到这怎么可能呢？
How is that possible?
我跟你讲 ，Saint Augustine 奥古斯丁讲过一句话，真是有道理。
It's very reasonable to listen to St. Augustine says.
奥古斯丁到底是奥古斯丁，真是不一样。
He says the following.
那奥古斯丁讲，在神的教会外面也有神的羊。
He said that even outside the church, there are the sheep, a lamb of God.
但是在神的教会里面也有狼。
And also within the doors of the church, there are also wolves.
也就是说，在神的教会里面有不但是坏名声，有坏人在里面。
Not only in the church have those people with bad reports, but also have really true evil people.
加尔文喜欢这句话到极点，甚至于把这句话放在他的 institute 里面。
Calvin liked this saying so much that he put in one of his institutional statements.
所以使徒行在初期教会中给我们几个字埋在里面，你跟我必须记得。
Therefore, there are some hidden words in the book of Acts we need to remember.
你跟我要做好人。
You and I need to become good witness of the Lord.
好人就是品格好的人。
Means the good people with good characters.
好人就是做好见证的人。
Good people means to have good witness of the Lord.
好名声的人。
That good people have the good honest report.
所以六章三节里面讲的好名声的人，腓力是其中之一。
For those people have good honest report, Philip is one of them.
好名声的人，所以他能够做为主做见证。
For those people have good witness, therefore they can do things for the Lord.
今天我们很羞愧主，常常教会里面看到有很多什么不好名声的人。
It is our shame that there are sometimes people in our church, as we can observe, they are not of good report.
而有不好名声，是应当是会有圣奥古斯丁都讲里面有狼呢。
It seems to be natural because St. Augustine said that we have even wolves in our church.
但是可惜的是什么？
But to our pity,
教会没有采取教会的惩戒的方式，像保罗讲的一样，把他们交给撒旦。
To our regret that the church does not discipline those people.
没有做惩戒的工作。
The church does not conduct the discipline and therefore to punish these people.
不是我们真的要把他们赶出去。
Not we want to get rid of them.
而是我们希望他们能够悔改。
We want to admonish them, therefore they can repent.
让他们隔绝一阵之后，他们思想当初的在一起团契的愉快的时候，愿意悔改而回来。
We want them to be repent after they have the time to think all the joys they share with brothers and sisters.
但是现在很可惜。
It's far regret.
因为现在教会太多了，以前的教会一个村庄只有一个。
There are many, many churches, and now,
所以只有一个的话，你把他赶出去的时候，他在那边忏悔，在那边痛苦。
In the past, there were only one church in a small village, and therefore those people got disciplined. They will have time to repent.
忏悔痛苦，他们被完全被 cut off, 被隔绝。
They were cut off and they were separated, and therefore they will truly repent.
你知道当初你能送面包去给他都不行的，因为送面包完全隔绝教会，叫他隔绝。
The church will let them go outside and will not even allow them to send bread.
为什么呢？使他们悔改，悔改之后他们必须因为这个关系痛苦到神的面前来忏悔。
The church disciplined these people such way so that they can repent and willing to come to the Lord.
当他到神面前忏悔的时候，教会呢才伸着双手呢欢迎他们回来。
Only after their repentance in front of the Lord, then the church will open their arms and receive them back in.
为了他们的关系，为了爱他们的关系而隔绝他们，处分他们。
The church wanted to love them and therefore discipline them.
今天的教会
，Today's church，
圣经都不懂。
They cannot even thoroughly understand the Bible.
不但不惩罚
，They will not discipline.
即使有些人这些出去了
，Even those people that were let out.
教会的人送面包、打电话，请他们吃饭，回来吧，回来吧。
The congregation would send them gifts and give them calls and to ask them to come back.
还有更糟糕的
，To worse.
别的教会的是抢了他要。
A lot of churches want to receive them.
你根本不给他悔改的机会嘛，不给他隔绝的机会嘛。
These churches did not give them the opportunity to repent.
所以他们的名声一直一直一直的坏下去。
Therefore, their reputation continues to deteriorate.
神给我很多机会到各个不同地方讲道。
Praise the Lord that give me a lot of opportunity to preach around the world.
有时候还没有去，我就知道那边有坏名声的人。
Some churches, even before I go, I know they have poor reputation.
有时候去了之后，他们告诉我有些坏名声的人。
Sometimes after arrived, and then they told us there are some people with bad reputation.
弟兄姐妹，你跟我要做腓力。
Brothers and sisters, you and I need to be Philip.
做一个肯委身的人。
We need to be a person that willing to commit.
为什么会肯委身？
Why we want to commit?
因为我们是门徒。
Because we are disciples.
为什么肯委身？
Why we want to commit?
因为我们有好的名声。
Because we have good reputation.
因为我们为主做好的见证。
Because we witness for the Lord.